Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone. And here we are in December 2021 already. Amen. So welcome, everyone. So good to see you all here tonight. You are in for a treat. I'm so excited. You know I'm always excited, but I'm just so excited tonight. To see what God's going to do with this. Amen. Tonight we start a series that's been on my heart for a long time. But before I talk about it, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for your word, Lord God, that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hallelujah. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Yay, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your very presence tonight. Hallelujah. You are the wonderful one, the glorious one. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we love you, Lord. Move by your spirit tonight. Touch each and every one of us. Oh, we're going to be talking about clothes and products and hats and things like that. But we want you to be in the midst. Hallelujah. Because we're mainly gathering together in your name. So we thank you for moving by your spirit. We ask you to touch our Christian entrepreneur this week and all of this month, Lord God, as we have them here with us, Lord, and we give you praise, we give you glory. And oh, Lord, if there's anyone who's in need of healing, we thank you for reaching out and just healing them, arising over them with healing in your wings tonight. In the name of Jesus, let healing, health, and wholeness come forth tonight in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So as I said, I'm very excited. I know that God is going to do some things tonight, and I can just hardly wait. Amen. So what we're having is a Christian Entrepreneur Month on Get 'Em Radio. I began to talk to the Lord about this, or he talked to me about it, and it's been quite a while because I just happened to run into people who are entrepreneurs and they're Christians. And so, hallelujah. So the Lord just laid on my heart, you know, go ahead and get some people. So I sat and I prayed, and he just gave me a list of people that I knew. Now, I know more than this, so we definitely are going to have to do this again. Amen. Just like our Authors Month and, you know, other months that we have, we will definitely have to do this again sometime. But we're starting this time with in December. So we're going to have five Christian entrepreneurs on every Thursday this month. We're starting tonight with Camilla Jones, and she has the Camilla J collection. Next week we'll have Marissa Yarbrough. We'll talk more about them later. And then we'll that's the 9th of December. The 16th of December we'll have Don and Veronica Anthony. The 23rd of December we'll have Monica Gaither, and the 30th of December we'll have Star Roll. Yes, that's her real name, Star Roll. Amen, amen. And so, hallelujah. So let's get started here. I want to encourage you tonight as we get started. I want to encourage you to multitask tonight while you're here. So even before I introduce her to you, you can go on your, if you have a laptop, or go on your phone, because you know you can get do more than one thing on your phone besides talking. You can go on a website. Hopefully you know how to do that. And so I want to encourage you guys, as we're talking, because you need to see her stuff, go to her website. And her website, if I sent you a text, then you can look at your text and you'll be able to see her website and just click on it from your text, and that will take you straight to her website. Those who may not have that link in your that I sent you, you would go to www.camellaj.com, and Camella is Camella, and then J as in Jones. So CamellaJ.com. Praise God. And multitask while we're talking and look around on the website and check out the hats, check out the dresses, check out the jackets, check out the things on the website so we can talk by the time we get to that place. Praise God. Okay. Just a little hint, you can also email there. She won't tell your email to people and have you being spammed all over the place. So, and just to let you know, she doesn't send out a bazillion emails, so she won't be She won't do you like that. Amen. So if you'd like to put your email in so you can get some information from her later on, and we'll say some more about that. But you can do that as you go onto her website. So hopefully you're multitasking right now. Amen. www.camellaj.com. All right. Let's introduce our speaker. Glory to God. I realized that I met Camella, Minister Camella, back in 2010. When I came, one of the things I did when I came to town, I moved from New Jersey to, New Jersey to Missouri back in 2009. And then by 2013, the Lord led us to do the tent healing revival. And I was in a healing ministry, and that's what the Lord led us to do. Well, I met Minister Camella from doing that back in 2013, and I recall her very clearly being there and being a part of it. Since then, we were in a healing ministry together. If you listen to us on the second Wednesday of the month, where we have our prophetic healing, and we have Elder Philip Harkey and now his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. But back then it was Elder Philip Harkey. And so we were, Minister Camella, we were in a healing group together, and we've traveled together for years. We've traveled together and ministered healing. And so when we get to the part of prayer, don't be shy. Sister girl can pray. Amen. And I've seen people get healed through her. Glory to God. So, yes, she's a Christian entrepreneur, and she knows how to lay hands on the sick and so they can recover. Amen. And we've prayed a lot together. So, amen. So I know that the Holy Ghost moves through her in a great way. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some, and she's been here before on Get 'Em Radio, but I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, Minister Camella Jones. Welcome, Minister Camella.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Susan. I appreciate you for allowing your platform to be used to glorify God first and foremost, but also to share Christian entrepreneurs and what God has blessed us to do for the ministry and the world. So thank you so much. I appreciate what you're doing for us.
Amen. And I, like I said, I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. Amen. So let's start with some testimony type questions, okay? And then we'll get into your business. Hallelujah. That didn't sound the way I wanted it to sound. We'll get into your business, girl. But no, we'll talk about your business. Let's start with this. What's your favorite scripture?
Jeremiah 33:3, because I am an inquisitive person by nature. I always ask questions, and I'm always really asking God questions. And if you know me, even in a conversation, I'm listening, but I'm asking questions just so that I can see if what a person is saying is lining up with what God is putting in my spirit, if God is just giving me information, whatever God is doing. But this actual scripture also blesses me because of my curiosity, and it's calling to me so that I can answer and give you things that you never knew. And that's just one of my favorite scriptures. I love to call up on him when I, you know, don't have the answers, and just pretty much ask him questions so he can tell me great and mighty things that I know not. And I just do that kind of like every day. I can the news or just seeing a person walk by, and I'm just curious to whatever I see, no particular rhyme or reason, and God answers me. And it's such a blessing to be able to have and serve a God that we can actually call upon, and that he can actually answer. Because growing up, everything that we learn is not necessarily biblical. And I used to remember some of the elders and grown folks saying, don't question, don't ask why, don't question God. But as I began to establish a relationship with God, he want us to have a relationship with him. He want us to talk to him. He want to answer us. He want to give us knowledge and wisdom and everything that we need and desire in this life time to help ourselves and to other people. So that's one of my favorite scriptures.
Amen. So that answers something for me, because I think one of the last times you were on the broadcast, you were helping us to learn more about cryptocurrency. Praise God. Because you had some questions, you went to God for answers, and you were able to help us to know more about cryptocurrency. So we praise God for that, you know, going to ask God about things. So now, tell us about your salvation experience. You know, and you can go on into being water baptized and even being filled with the Holy Ghost. Just put all that together for us.
Yes, ma'am. So my salvation experience pretty much came when I was a young girl. I always just had like the joy of the Lord and really didn't know why. I can remember my mom buying me a Bible when I was a little girl. It was probably way too advanced for me, but I was super happy to have this Bible. It was a small little Bible. It was burgundy. It had like gold writing on it, and I was just super excited. And I just believed that God had called me and chose me even from an early age. And it took me years and maybe into my 20s for me to really understand him and establish a relationship with him and to really truly come into the kingdom and to, you know, devote my life to him. And that was like the best decision that I've made. And I have been baptized twice, in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then I've been baptized in Jesus' name, because different denominations require that you be baptized, you know. And I have been baptized twice. So for those, you know, who are really particular or believe that you must be baptized in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in Jesus' name, God bless me to do both. With that, and I just enjoy God. I just enjoy who he is. I enjoy who he created me to be. I enjoy just being who, you know, I just enjoy being the gift to the earth that he created me. We all are gifts in the earth. We all have special gifts and callings, and of course they're without repentance. But I just really enjoy who I am, and I appreciate the humor that he gives me, but most of all, the love and understanding that he gives me when it comes to people. And I can't say that I was always there, but it's nothing to me to wake up and just, no matter what's going on, and just be okay with myself and be okay with God. Even in hard times where I have questions, I'm still okay with myself. I'm still okay with God, and I still, like, love myself. And that's really a big thing, because it sometimes, when it has gotten hard in my life, I wasn't, like, okay with myself, and I wasn't okay with God. But once I matured more and once I learned more, which to my favorite scripture, the Jeremiah 33:3, when he began to answer me and explain to me some of the curiosities of some of my wives, then I began to, like, understand, and I began to embrace to the fullness of who I am, what he called me to do and who he called me to be, and began to step in confidence and to begin to believe in me and to begin to believe what God said about me and what God created me in this earth to do. And only thing that I can do is what his scripture says, oh, no man nothing but to love. And that's what I try to practice.
Amen.
I try to practice it with my family and just people that I don't meet a stranger, because I just like for people to be able to know the presence of God, to know the love of God, to be able to do that. Because we never really know what people is going through, and it doesn't hurt for us to smile or do a nice gesture, kind to people, because we never know what people are dealing with. So I praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. Now, what about being filled with the Holy Ghost? Tell us about that.
I think I got filled with the Holy Ghost at my very first church. And when I say my very first church, just when I was actually growing up, I was probably like in my 20s, maybe 21, 22, somewhere in the early 20s. And I can remember my first church, and they had a service, and they taught us how to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to speak in tongues. So that was a blessing. And it was on a friends and family day. So my family members, they was able to come. And, like, for my birthday, I used to always invite my family to come to church. So that would be my birthday gift. And just so happened, 1 year, family and friends, I don't know if it was on my birthday, but it was on a friends and family day, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Any of your family members that get filled too?
No, they didn't, but.
Well, at least they were there.
Yeah.
Amen. At least they were there. Well, you know what? That is so nice to invite family to come to church with you for your birthday. You know, that's a nice thing to do. You know, some people are like, give me money, cash at me, whatever. You're like, no, just come to church with me. That's all I want. Amen. So now tell us a little bit about your family, and then we're going to jump into Camilla J. Collection.
Okay, so I am, let me see, I have to get this number right. I am the ninth child, Jesus. I am the ninth child. My mom and father have together a combination or a total of 9 kids. My mother and father both had 2 children apiece when they met, 1 boy and 1 girl. And when they together, they had 5 girls. So I have 2 brothers and 6 sisters.
Wow.
And I am.
And you're the.
I'm the baby.
Okay, that explains a whole lot. I just didn't even know that.
I'm the baby, but I'm look, most of the time my mom and I, we spend time, I call her almost every single day. And then I tell her sometimes and help her. And she be like, who, mama, or you? And I be like, yours. And she tells me, no, you're not. But sometimes it's nice to joke with her or whatever. And it's always a blessing to help her. So.
Hey, man, that's good. Yeah, it just looks like you and your mom have a good relationship, and that's wonderful.
We
Amen.
Do. I pray for that.
Amen. Okay, so let's get on to Camilla J. Before we do that, those of you who have come online and you've called in since we've been talking, we are talking to Camilla Jones, and she's a minister, and we have ministered together for, it's been close to 10 years that we've known each other. We've been a part of healing ministry together, and so, you know, we've traveled together, and we just have a good time. So she's just been sharing with us her testimony about her favorite scripture, Jeremiah 33:3. And then she talked about her salvation experience, water baptism experience, but baptized 2 times. I've been baptized 3 times. Glory to God. For basically the same reasons, because I was with another denomination. And then the last time, the pastor said he wanted all of the leadership to be baptized, and we just built a new building. So, hallelujah! So all of us got baptized. Amen, amen. And then you told us something about your family, that you are the youngest of 9 children. Glory to God. So I want to say to people who are on the line, we want you to multitask while you're here with us today. Since we're radio and you can't see anything visually with us as if, you know, we were on another medium here, what you can do, what we would love for you to do is on a laptop or on your phone or whatever, go to Camilla J's website. And her, the way you get there is www.camellaj.com. And Camilla is C-A-M-E-L-L-A, and then it's J for Jones.com. And you'll be at Camilla J Collection. Praise God. So you could just have, you can look at her accessories. Those fedora hats that so many people are wearing, so many ladies are wearing now, she has them in some fabulous colors. Her 9.925 collection, outerwear, beauty bar, and you could just have a good time looking at that. And if you'd like, you can even sign up to her email. She'll send you emails, and she will not blow your email up, okay? She'll just send you something every now and then, and she won't sell your email, okay? You won't sell them, right? Right.
I won't.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, get on that website so we can talk when she gets to that point, all right? So now let's talk about so the name of your business is Camilla J Collection. We can kind of figure it out. Your first name is Camilla. J is the first initial of your last name, and then Collection. But tell us how you came to that, you know, with the Collection.
Okay. Praise God. So... I'll give you guys the origin of Camilla J Collection. So I don't know how many years it is. I was telling the apostles that I'm not really great with numbers in terms of sometimes I can't recall, like, what year. Some people are, like, historians. They can remember dates, years, times. That's unfortunately not me. I'm really good with faces and names and other stuff, but that's just not me. But I can tell you it's probably been over maybe 10-ish years, maybe even 20 years. I'm not 100% for sure, but I can remember watching a video of a young lady. She was beautiful. She was a Christian young lady, a Christian minister, and I was watching her, and she was either on TBN. She was on one of those Christian stations, and I was looking at how beautiful she was and how well put together she was, and she had on this beautiful necklace. And I was listening to the, you know, interview and all of that, and I just could not stop. Now, she was beautiful, and I'm sure everything was well put together, but I really focused in on her necklace, and I was just thinking to myself, I was like, oh, God, I bet you that costs a lot of money, but it won't cost me a lot because I'm going to make me one. And that was just the thought in my head. It was like, I'm going to make one. And that was just that. And fast forward one day, I went with a friend of mine, and we were at a store, and I found a jewelry kit. And my friend was like, did you want that? And I was like, yeah. And that's how it all began, with me seeing her having a beautiful necklace on, thinking to myself, God, I bet you that costs a lot of money. It won't cost me that amount because I'm going to make one. And from that point, God just gave me creativity, and he began to bless the work of my hand. And I have began to design, like, one-of-a-kind unique pieces and jewelry. And then I went into, after, like, doing that trial and error, a lot of my pieces are one-of-a-kind because once I make one, I don't necessarily try to duplicate it and, you know, make a multiple ones, because I just look at it like we're all unique and everyone is a special design and one-of-a-kind, so why not create one-of-a-kind special things? We all don't like the same thing. We don't look the same, so I just kind of came up with that concept, and that's what I do for my jewelry. I can make similar pieces, but it won't be the same. I will never duplicate anything for anyone. And then that's how I started making purses, and I started making jewelry and earrings and rings and stuff like that. And as I began to advance in my creativity, I began to purchase, like, metals and sterling silver and all of those things so that I can have longevity for as my findings, which is stuff like the earrings, posts, and stuff like that that go into your ears and all of those things, so that I can have my clients to have their jewelry for a long while. There wasn't, like, in the beginning it was just little kits that I was buying, and sometimes the pH balance from your body and, you know, the material, it was tarnished. So all of that was like trial and error. And as I grow in my business, I advance some of the products and stuff in my business as well. So a lot of my products are not online because there's so many of them. And I'm just kind of like revamping. A lot of, like, my jewelry and purses are not there yet. And that's just, like, one element of it, and pretty much how I actually started. But it originally started with handcraft jewelry and purses. And then I moved into just loving, like, fashion, love fashion, and love styling people. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Great. So you can say for sure that if you buy something from Camilla J. Collection, you won't see yourself coming and going. You know, you buy something and you see yourself, oh, there I am over there. Oh, there I am over there. You know, so you won't see that because of the uniqueness. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's correct. So, that's correct.
Now, so you, when and how did you officially start and become a business? You know, the business part of it, becoming, or are you a LLC or anything like that?
I am a LLC by entity, and that's just for the registration with the state of Missouri, and then you can fall under whatever tax bracket you want to, depending on if you're a single member, if you're a LLC partnership, if you're S-Corp for taxing and stuff like that. All of those kind of fall under something different for tax purposes. So I am a LLC operation, and I started all of that in 2018. But I originally was doing business as a DBA, and that started like in 2010-ish, around there, 2010-ish, where I was just a DBA. And then as I developed more confidence and as I began to just take my hobby to a more business form, that's when I started forming my entity in terms of being an LLC.
Okay. Now, from what I can recall, just in our conversations going out to lunch, I think I recall you saying that this is your full-time business now. You're not working anywhere else.
You do recall that correctly. And it's such a blessing, because I can remember just working a 9-to-5 and not having the energy to do my business after I got off work. I was just so tired and fatigued from the day. And it was just such a struggle with just not really producing like I wanted to and being able to compete, and not in terms of competition, but whenever you're a business, you want to most definitely be as excellent as you can, and you want to be able to offer up whatever gift back to God in your most excellent form, because it's all unto God. It's not in competition with anyone. But even in the word says the children of the world are wiser than the children of the kingdom. So not in competition, but you have to realize that because of COVID, and even when it wasn't COVID, it's a business, and God gave you to learn the ways of business. So you have to learn corporate America. You have to learn AdSense. You have to learn how to navigate. If you can't afford to purchase a website and a platform and have a person to develop your website for you and all of those things, then you have to learn those things. So me, as a small business and an entrepreneur and as a Christian business, even with COVID and just the world, you had to take all of this online, and you had to compete with every small business and then big boxes, and you had to really compete. So I had to level up and learn more and kind of like step up my game. And at first I was just feeling defeated, because it was just like, there's no way that I can compete. And then I had to have a come to Jesus meeting between myself and God, well, really between myself. And I was like, you would never be able to compete with anyone, because you are unique, and you can't look at anyone else's business and all of those things to compete with them. You can look and get inspiration from them and then step into who you are in the fullness of your gifts and your talents, and be able to give the world what they're lacking. And that's what I did. And I praise God. And then because I don't work for anyone anymore, 9 to 5, it allows me to devote time to God. It allows me to just really do my website and develop it and get better. It allows me to take classes and, you know, do pictures. So it gives me so much aspect at the ground level that I'm at. So when I become a big box store and when I become multi-million dollar corporation and company, I'll know every aspect. So when I hire people, I can teach them every aspect of the business because I had to learn it when it was just me, when I was a solopreneur, when all of that. So it's a blessing, you know, to have numbers, and it's a blessing to have a team and a support system. But sometimes God wants to teach you everything that you need to know so that I won't be taken advantage of and I won't have to just hand off everything to someone else and assume that they're doing a good job or a right job by me. I can have the full knowledge to be able to say, hey, you didn't do this, or hey, this needs to be done, so that I can train people so that they can execute the vision and execute the things that I don't like doing, so that I can focus on doing the things that I love to do, doing my gifts. So that's one part of being an entrepreneur that I thank God. Sometimes that's hard, but now he freed me up from a 9 to 5, and I can just pray in the morning, and I can just hit the ground running. Every day is different. Some days I just have to solely focus on all computer work, all input, all filling orders. Some days it's taking pictures. Some days it's doing hair. It's just a plethora of things, and it's a lot. It's tiresome. Sometimes you want help, but you just have to thank God and don't despise the day of, you know, small beginnings, and just enjoy Amen. Every step of the journey. And that's what I do with the business that he has given me. And one of the things that I learned in this season is to give my gift. And one thing that I am, because I'm developing a new website, the website that you guys are on now, the website name isn't going to change, but the actual design of the website is changing. And I'm in a process right now of creating a new website while I do have my old website. So hopefully that'll be complete soon. But I am going to be able to sell people. And I've been reaching out to get, like, models and stuff like that. And my actual logo is, of course, Camilla J. And it's like a cursive handwriting, and then collection is just regular. But what my ultimate goal is to style people, not just to have an online shop, because people can look at an item and be like, no, I'll never purchase that. That's not me. But I can take that same item that you are leery about, or that you don't think that you can wear, and I can give it to you and style it to you, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I love it. I would have never chose this for myself. And I always tell people it's not what you wear, it's how you wear it, and you can wear anything if you get it in the right size and you style it the correct way. So that's the next step for me, is to be able to do videos and show people how to wear items multiple ways, just really giving them ideas. And that's what I personally like. I like to actually style other people, but, you know, styling myself, it works as well.
Amen. Well, right now I see some models on your website, but I see a lot of you on there as well. So, And you do well with the modeling. Hallelujah. So if you are, all of you joined us, we're with Camilla J. of Camella Jones of Camella J Collection. If you're not already multitasking, we want to encourage you to multitask with us. And, you know, either on a laptop, on a your phone, or, you know, if you have a pad, an iPad or something, get on that on the side and look up www.CamellaJ.com, because we want to go through her website and look at some things. Amen. So www.CamellaJ.com, CamellaJ.com. Now, so as you're getting that together, let's talk about, well, we're going to go on the website, but before we go on the website together and kind of look around, tell us about the discounts you're going to give to us. Hey.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot, guys. I'm so glad. As you was actually giving them website, I wanted to jump in, but I was just like, just wait. So you came right back to it. So, guys, I am super excited to be able to offer you guys discounts, and for I can have a option that I was just thinking about. Like, I'm going to give two options for discounts, I'm gonna give a 15% off, and then I'm gonna give a 20% off, and I'll tell you guys how you can actually receive those. The 15% off, and all of this is already in the system. I've already set it up for this particular broadcast. The 15% off would be available for anyone who go on the website and sign up for email. You don't have to necessarily buy anything. You just automatically get that 15% off when you buy it. Now, the 20% off will be for anyone who actually purchased, and you have to spend $50 or more to get the 20% off. Plus, I can give one lucky person $20 off of their next purchase, their second purchase, and it'll be a $50 or more, but I'll get you $20 off. And it is a great time. She did it in December. For those who have birthdays in December, for those who celebrate Christmas, for those who just want to treat themselves, now is the opportunity to support small, and you can actually get those discounts today. I can either do a $20, a $120, or I can do 10 twice so that multiple people can actually do it. But in order for you to be able to participate, you have to actually sign up for email and purchase something so that you can actually get in the drawing for the $20 gift card, which I would actually send that to you guys in the email. So that's also one of the reasons why we are just suggesting that you go on there and you sign up for that. I do email, I do everything, so I'm not going to sell your information, and I will try my best to get you guys discounts as often as I can, and to just get you guys updated for like new products. You might not see anything that you personally may wear. You might want to just be styled. I have styling options on there. You might want me to personally shop for you. You might have a big event coming up where it may not even be off of my website. I do personal shopping, and it don't have to actually be from my website. You can hire me to personally shop for you. I've done that for people in the past. I've done graduations, I've done birthday parties, any you name, I've actually done it for people. I've done teenagers as well as adults. So it just is a gift for me to just be able to look at people, talk to people, and then be able to create something that they probably would have never created for themselves, and they all loved it. And I love it too, because it just allows me to just be able to show people what they can do. I pretty much take you out of your comfort zone while still giving you the best of who you are. So it's just really an enhancement. So I have things from like eyelashes to eyelash pins to one-of-a-kind earrings and jewelry. And even if you don't see anything particular on the website, but in your mind you want to talk with me about customizing something, I can most definitely do that for you. I do t-shirts. A lot of them are not on the website, but right now I have some Unapologetically t-shirts. I have Unapologetically Me, Unapologetically Worthy, Black, Saved. I have a few of those left, so most definitely I just suggest that you guys most definitely take a look through there, see what you can actually find. I have a few dresses for our more curvier girls, ladies, and some of those things you might see on there and be like, there's no way in the world I will wear that, but I can show you how to wear those things and still be saved and still be satisfied with those things. And it has a little leg in it. Right? And still be saved. And, you know, you can be saved and you can just feel pretty and all of those things. And for those people who are married, you can be sexy too and still saved. So I can show you how to do all of that, because when I dress up, and I don't dress up that much, but when I dress up, it makes me feel better. It makes me feel like this is the best version of myself. And sometimes life just happens to us, and sometimes we're just doing the hustle and the bustle of the day. But when we just do a self-care day, and it can just be a spa day or a nail day where you do a mani and pedi, but how about getting your hair done? How about putting on a really nice dress or some nice jeans? Or you may be a person who likes no jeans. You just want to be able to wear something really stretchy. I have that as well. But I am the person who can assist you with all of your fashion needs and all of your one of a kind needs. So I just love to actually do that for people. And stocking stuffers, guys, gift certificates, all of those things are available. And I appreciate you guys' support. And let me know if you see anything on there that you like, purchase if you like. Either way, go. Mm-hmm. You're appreciated.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to reiterate. And I really want to walk through the website for a few minutes here. But let me go back. I'm going to reiterate what you said. So if you go on www.camellaj.com, and Camella is C-A-M-E-L-L-A, and the letter J.com. What she was saying is that well, you can get 15% off site-wide. Everything that's on the site, just pick out something. It doesn't have to be up to $50, but 15% off, and you'll put in a code of
It's GITM, G-I-T-M.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's going to show up at the end, right, when they get ready to pay.
Yeah. When they get ready to pay, they'll put the GITM, which is capital G-I-T-M, for the 15%.
Right.
Who want to spend $50 or more for the 20% off, then they will use Get 'Em Radio, and it's all capitalized. So for 15% is Get 'Em, and then for 20%, if you spend $50 or more, it's Get 'Em Radio in all capitals.
Okay. And so if you sign up for email, it's two ways that you can quite possibly get this $20 gift card. Okay? You can sign up, put your email on there and sign up, and or you can purchase something. Okay? So hopefully you buy something and support this woman of God that has way out to leave her 9-to-5 and do this, you know, as the Lord leads you. You know, at least give her your email and then perhaps purchase something. But either of those or both of those will get you in the running for this $20 gift card towards your next purchase of $50 or more. Okay? I think that's a pretty good deal. And I do believe that you said that you get a free surprise gift with every purchase. Did I remember that correctly? Okay, good. good. So she's going to be sending you a free gift with whatever you get. So hopefully you're on the website. Oh, this is what I want to ask you. What at this point is one of your best sellers?
My best seller is the fedora hat. T-shirts okay. are also good sellers. Some of the jackets, but I personally try to pick out just a lot of dresses and a lot of I personally try to shop for dresses because I think every woman likes a dress. Some like them longer, shorter, tighter, just depends on who you are. But jogging suits for the winter time, like jogging suits and like stretchy materials. Some comes with long shirts. And a lot of those things are not on the site as of today, but they will be. I have like five new items that's going to hit the site for the wintertime, and they're all stretchy, great gifts for either yourself or someone. So be on the lookout for that. If you sign up for email, you'll be able to see those things and how they're actually styled. And, you know, I just give you style ideas as well.
Okay. Now, the fedora hat, you know, I know that the ladies are wearing those these days, and I see you have it in, like, a royal blue, burnt orange, gray, black. What am I missing here?
Blue, did you say blue? Blue. Yellow, mustard,
yeah,
orange.
Okay. Yes. And I
white.
Was in...
We have white.
White. Okay. That would be pretty cute. Fedora and a white outfit. I understand
yes.
that the young ladies now are wearing fedoras to church. That's like the new church hat for
yeah.
the youngins. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. And I'm looking at your prices now. I happened to be in Walmart today, and they had some fedoras at Walmart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And most of them cost more than yours.
And I have excellent quality. I have excellent quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I think your quality is better than Walmart, and it costs less than Walmart. Seriously. I was like, really, Walmart? For real? You charging $39 for a fedora? Get out of here. But, yeah, the quality, I remember, you know, the royal blue hat you had on that was turning heads all over the mall when we were together. And, yeah, I mean, very nice quality, vibrant color and everything. So check it out. Hopefully you all are looking online and you're signing up with your email right now. And that you're looking at the fedora hat with me. The second set of fedora hats, you'll see Camilla with a, is that the burnt orange? Yeah, the burnt orange one with, yellow earrings and a blue, outfit on with that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So that's Camilla right there. And then in the third picture, that's you from behind. Looks like you from behind with a brown fedora hat on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you make a pretty good model. The beautiful green one. Amen. And then, and I want to look at, if you're on the site, let's go to outerwear. This reminds me of when I was a kid and the Sears and Roebuck book would come, you know, or the JCPenney, the big catalog that we used to get, and we would sit there for hours going, I like this, I like this, I like this. We would go through it. Well, this is something like that. I like this. So if you look at outerwear, then you'll see that's Camilla on all three of those pictures. And one, she has on a yellow outerwear jacket. Is that yellow?
Lime green.
That's a lime green?
It's
some kind of day glow.
Or yellow. It's loud.
Yeah.
I think it's a neon. I said lime green. I'm so sorry. I did not mean that. Neon.
Neon. A neon jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then she has on a plaid outerwear jacket. So very nice. And a sweater. A white V-neck sweater. Yeah, my first thought was, girl, you sell those boots, but we had a whole conversation about that. Answer is no, she does not sell those boots, but they are pretty cool, though. Okay, so, amen. So now we're at the point where we're going to open up the line. If you're on the website, you know, let us know what you think about it and any questions that you may have. Also, we're still taking prayer requests. Amen. Because we are praying people, both of us. Amen. So we're going to start with Pastor Mom, though. I think she's awake. I don't know if she's looking. Pastor Catherine has her iPad, and they're looking online or what's going on. But we're going to open the line first for you, Pastor Mom. Anyone else, you can press your number one key. I see you. Minister Rachel, that your number one key is pressed, so we'll have you next. Anyone else, press your number one key. You know, you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, encourage the woman of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, excuse me, Pastor Price. I opened up your line anyway. Okay. Pastor Mom.
Okay.
Did you look at the thing? Yes, ma'am. I hear you, Pastor Mom. You can say something.
Just a minute. Everything's falling. Are you there?
What you say? Yes.
Okay.
I'm not hearing
there.
There you go.
I enjoy listening.
You enjoy listening?
You know, I always enjoy you all talking.
Amen. And we get to hear her testimony, too.
I like to hear her testimony.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. I think you would look good in that turtleneck sweater dress. I think we all ought to get a turtleneck sweater dress and wear it.
And look, Amen. Let me tell the whole family. Pastor Ma, I just love you. I just appreciate you. You just bring so much joy, and you just kind of give us a light. You light our spirit. It's just such a blessing. And I just speak strength and peace that surpasses all understanding and love that comes from you. We thank you. And we thank God for that. And we just praise God and we bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Yes, I thought you all were going to walk through the website here.
We walked through it a little bit. You want to go through it some more?
Well, no, that's all right. I'm just not seeing all the dresses here.
Oh, you're there? Well, you got to see our, if you go on to Shop All and it says Dresses.
I'm looking at Shop All.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I want to find out now. Okay, I'm on the website, but okay. I'm looking at the.
Here it is. This is what I want you to look at real quick. Where it says Shop All, click Shop All, and then go down to Curvy.
Curvy.
And those are the, go down to Curvy, and those are the dresses we're going to get.
Look, guys, so funny.
I'm trying to see where
it's a burgundy turtleneck sweater dress.
Oh, yeah,
and a coffee color.
Yeah. I see that. We getting those alike?
Yeah, we'll get all of those.
Sweater dress.
Right.
Well,
hot pink one. Can Mom see that? Pink is her favorite color. Can you see yourself in that dress, Pastor Mom?
We don't see pink. I don't see pink.
Fuchsia?
It's fuchsia.
Oh, okay.
So it's the, when you click on Shop All, and then it opens up, and you go down to where it says Curvy. And when you go down to the Curvy and click on that, then you see the burgundy for me dress. It's the turtleneck.
Do I have to go to number 2? Oh, you have to move over to number 2. There's pink dress. What about that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mama liked that pink.
Did you see the rest of how it looked? It got a slit up to almost a navel.
No worries, Pastor Ma. We're going to get you some tights. We're going to keep you safe. We're going to put you some tights and a shawl on.
Okay, now, how do you...
In the black and white dress. It's cute.
So when you order something, how do you don't get your discount until you check out, right?
Yes, ma'am. The discount goes at the checkout.
Okay. Now, you said any order, you get 15% off.
Correct. Any amount.
Mm-hmm.
Any amount, and then $50, you get $20. 20% off.
Correct.
Right.
And then you go in the drawing for both signing up and purchasing. So you go in the drawing twice. Once if you sign up with just email, and then once if you sign up for email and purchase, you go into the drawing for the $20 gift card.
And then before we close tonight, we will announce who won the $20 gift card. So it's all about tonight. You know, so if you get on there and do something tonight, that's when you can get the gift card for your next purchase.
Okay. All right, then. There's no, is there a discount on the hats if you buy more than one?
Yes, ma'am. I don't have, your percentage go off of each item.
Oh. Well, I just wish I could get two. I can't get two.
Oh, you like two? Like, just like that, huh?
Yeah, I really
what
like that.
What color you want?
You want to get 20% off.
I really like that. You know, blue is my favorite color.
Okay.
Well, let me tell you what the price will be. Give me one second. I'm going to go on the website. It's going to be a roundabout figure. And then,
okay.
Since you're local, we can do a local delivery or meetup, so you don't have to pay for shipping.
Amen. Now, while they're doing that, go back to Shop All, everybody. If you're on the website, look at Shop All. I'm going to show you what I bought. And then click on Shop All, and then go down to where it says Sets and Jumpsuits.
Mm-hmm.
Sets and Jumpsuits, and click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so it shows a khaki jumpsuit, and then next to it is a camouflage. So I bought the camouflage. Okay. And actually, you know, some of them goes up to a 3X, but I bought a extra large, and it fit me good. Even my, what I call my endowment, my behind good. So, yeah, so that, it's nice. But you know what I wear with it? I haven't worn it out yet, but I can wear, I have a vest, a green vest that I can wear with it, you know, just for me to feel more comfortable wearing a jumpsuit. So that's my style.
Okay. Jumpsuit.
Say it again.
I said I thought that was a top and a bottom. That's a jumpsuit.
That's a jumpsuit. That camouflage is a jumpsuit. Amen.
I did your calculations. Two hats will normally be $70 with the discounts. You'll be about $56 plus tax.
Yeah, I had added that up.
Oh, okay.
Amen. And it would be more at the Walmart, I'm just saying. Okay. So, okay. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. We have several more people awaiting to talk, too.
Okay.
All right. Did you want to say anything else?
Oh, I really enjoyed your testimony. You are bold a bold young lady to step out and go on to your own business. And I just, as you were talking, I remember that's something that I wanted to do, but at the time I wanted to do it, I had a husband, and he went into the ministry, and he did not agree with what I wanted to do. So I was trying to be agreeable with him. So But that's that. I missed that part. But however, I thank God that he is just moving you, and I pray God, pray prosperity for your business.
Amen. And it's never too late. Even if you can be a part, you can be a part of it. It's never too late.
Oh, this is not what I wanted to go into. I mean, it wasn't.
Oh,
this,
okay.
It wasn't this time. It wasn't fashion. No. I just wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to, you know, get my own business. But, no, it wasn't this. But anyway, God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And I love you.
I love you. And may you, yes, as I say, may you prosper your business, okay?
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love the web. I love the website already.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And I built that website all by myself. Everything.
Oh, that's great.
Oh. It's a lot of work. And it's not perfect. I'm coming along with it.
Okay. Thank you for thank you for your service here.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Amen. Amen. All right, and now we're going to go to, we have Minister Rachel, and then, see, this is all around the country. Well, you know, Pastor Catherine is in St. Louis and Pastor Mom. Then we have Minister Rachel that's coming on the line from New Jersey. Then we have Reverend Treva from California, and then Pastor Price from Memphis. Amen. So you're going East Coast, West Coast, Middle. Amen. Minister Rachel, welcome.
Hi, God Mom, and hi to everyone on the line. And hi, Minister Camilla. I was on your site enjoying some of the stuff. I was looking at this. I'm sitting. Oh my dear. I was like saying, God, I gotta hang out with you. I'm looking at this dress, and I looked at this denim jumper. I like it. I got it in medium, but I didn't pay for it yet. I'm going to pay for it soon. I also was looking at the waistband. I had to get that because I had 6 kids, so I need the waistband. because I am still a medium. God bless me to get big. Damn, it's just that belly, you know, trying to get that.
Listen, I understand. I think we all understand.
But I was looking. Oh, and I did see the dress that my godmama was talking about. I wish they had it in my size. I like turtleneck dresses. I would have got that in cement if you had that in that color.
Yeah.
The one that looked on curvy. My daughter can get the curvy one because after she had her baby, she got a lot bigger than me. She gained a lot more weight than me. She gained like 170-something, and so she can, in her pregnancy after having my grandson. So she, the weight hasn't left her yet. She can wear that, and she can wear it really nice. My daughter, she has a lot of nice clothing, but some of the stuff she can't fit. So I saw that curvy dress. That would be really pretty for me and her to go out on mother-daughter time.
All right.
But I really like that denim tie. I saw it in medium. It is nice. That's my first time seeing it. And I like form-fitting dresses. So I saw that also. I hope I say it right. Also, MIDI dress. It's in cement. And it's like form-fitting. I like that.
It is really nice. And
I wanted
if
to get
you
it for my 44th birthday. I'm sorry to cut you off. When I turn 44 next year, I wanted to get it in advance, and I just go out on my little date with Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
And whatever you get, it will be a pleasure for me to help you style it because that's what I like to do as well, to put it together and give you, like, different options on how you can wear it. But ultimately, you'll put your own on it,
what's
comfortable for you.
My godmom, I still have a beautiful necklace my godmom gave me for one of my birthdays that'll fit perfectly, and earrings that she had got me. And my daughter had made some jewelry. So I'm well taken care of in those areas.
Okay.
But it, I saw the jewelry. It's still nice.
Thank you.
Now, I might need your advice on some stuff with that denim outfit.
Yes, and yes. I wanted to tell you, you can always transition your items from winter to summer. You can put a turtleneck under there. You can also put a throw over it or a blazer. It's just so many ways that you can actually wear that. You can put pearls on with that.
Oh, yes, I have pearls. Oh, and my godmother gave me this beautiful, gorgeous shawl I can wear with the, I see with the dress and the denim. I could, yes, I could wear that in the fall, both outfits.
Yes,
that'll
ma'am.
Work for me.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And we, and see, I well, love your clothes. They look classy, and they're really beautiful for us women of God, because God gave us beautiful. We are so precious and beautiful, and to see these clothes in with nice, it's just classy. Classy,
yes,
and pretty.
And in the wintertime, we can always put on stockings and tights.
Yes.
I do tights if you, mm-hmm. you know, you want to make sure that you're not too, you know, cold. Put some tights on. You can wear boots, short boots or long boots. And in the summertime or whatever, you can wear it with sneakers, Converses, anything like that. Very versatile.
Yes. Lord got me covered in all those areas. My sister gave me brand new boots. One of my younger sisters. I mean, I'm so glad I could wear the same size as her. Because
I
got little feet. So I just give God glory, my little 5'1". I'm 5'1".
Oh, praise God.
I got size 7 feet. Like size, I could pull off a 6.5. Women's, but I just thank God.
Oh, what if...
I'm petite. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
After having kids, that's the grace of God. The only thing I just got to get something is for myself. I need that. I need that waist belt.
I totally understand. I wear mine. I wear mine. I have to get one too.
Oh.
So now, where is the waist belt so everybody can kind of see that? There it is.
It's an elastic waistband wrap on one size, and I had I put one in my cart. So far, I got 3 items in my cart.
So the waist. Let me just mention that really quick. So the waistband is. It's not. It's. I don't want to say it's like a girdle. They call them like waist trainers and stuff like that. But what they basically do is it kind of helps you form fit your midsection. So instead of putting on a girdle where you have to, you know, button up 1,000 little, you know, things that we have on our bras or
right.
a corset, any of those things. The waist belt, you just put it on and you wrap it. You can wrap it as loosely or as tight as you want to, and you just wrap it up your body. It is elastic, and it does have Velcro to secure it. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it.
Okay.
And
you wrap it all the way around.
While the dress is on. It looked like it'd be really neat while the dress is on. So I was really looking at it. I was like, that is nice. Because my daughter bought something that is similar to it, but it's just too bulky. And I'm like, uh-uh. You can see this through the dress. That one that I see on the website looks like it's very slimmer, and it looks like it will not even show any lines underneath, even though I have a slit.
Okay. Yeah, so
yeah.
I've actually tried them on. If you wrap them correct and don't make them bulky, then you won't be able to see anything on them. I had to try it out so that I can see if it really works, and it works pretty good. As long as you wrap it and it doesn't have any, you know, bulging or anything like that, it'll be fine.
Okay, I'm good with that.
All right.
Hi.
Well, thank you.
Renee said hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Love you all. All right. You all have a blessed night.
You too. Okay.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Amen. Okay. Reverend Treva.
Good evening.
Reverend
and God bless. Hello. And God bless Apostle Tizzy and Minister Camilla.
Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I just wanted to say I was really blessed by your testimony, and I've been on here. I submitted my email address. I'm not able to purchase anything today, but I do have your website, and I probably would get that belt. That would probably be one of the first things I get. I've not had any kids, but I still expanded. I'm still single. I've never been married either, but I still have expanded. So there are a lot of reasons why people expand, and when, as you mature more, I guess, you know. But I love all the, I love everything, the jumpsuits, the headsets, the loungewear, the dresses. And I just thank God for your ministry, because it takes a ministry. And I've always liked fashion. My sister, she's in a corporate, but she's made some beautiful wedding dresses. And she has that talent, like you did. Yes, but now she's in corporate America. She doesn't, she'll have a friend who sews every now and then. But that takes a special talent, and that's what I see in you. And I'm going to be praying. And everything was beautiful. I love the hat, the fedoras. I love everything.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. May God continue to bless you. And I'm glad that may he bless you, young lady. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Kizzy, for having this time.
Amen. And thank you. I'm so glad that you all are actually going on the website. That is so cool to me. Amen.
Well,
it's like we're all together looking. Huh?
Every night I go and look, even though, you know, I look through sometimes Target. I like Amazon, but I like things that's up in America, you know. And I look through, so when I'm looking at this, I'm liking what I see, you know, because we have to support our people.
Amen.
And,
amen. That's good. And Camille, I wanted to ask you a question. How long? Well, I know that the $20 gift card, that's it for tonight. But the other code, the Get 'Em and the Get 'Em Radio, how long is that going to be active?
I think, let me double check. I think I have that through the weekend.
Okay.
I have a question. Excuse me. How much is the belt? How much is the body, the weight belt?
I think it's $35. Give me 1 second. I'm not there yet. I'm checking on the coupon, but I can tell you in just one moment.
Okay.
I had it under accessories. Oh, maybe I moved over.
It's under shop all. It's like a new arrival.
Okay.
The fifth of December. That's going to be.
We're still here.
Okay.
Okay. So you have it through Sunday.
And then I saw eyelashes, but when I pushed that one, none came up.
I have so many eyelashes. And I'm switching over to a new site, so they're not on there, but I have a video.
Okay, how much are your eyelashes? Because
I'm doing a special where you get the eyelash pen and the eyelash for $20.
And are they magnetic or?
They're not magnetic. I don't know if I want to say better than magnetic, but I have
a video. Okay, well, when you get the eyelashes, let me see the email now. I don't know, but I've been trying to, I saw my sister, my little sister, she lives in Georgia now, and she's been wearing eyelashes, and her oldest daughter. And then I decided I'm going to try some, but I went for the magnetic first, but I'm willing to try any you know, and I'm just starting to wear those. And I put them on once a week.
So let me ask the question. How does the magnetic work for you?
It was the first time I put them on. I had to compare. So I'll get yours and I'll try yours and then I'll know. Well, you know, it's the first time I put the eyeliner on and you got to let it dry. And then you stick these, you stick them on. They lasted about maybe 6 hours.
Okay.
I guess they were all right. But I have to compare.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, what's your name?
I'm Reverend Treva Kelly. I'm Reverend Treva Kelly.
Did you sign up for email?
Yeah, I sent you my email.
Okay.
And I also put a note. I wasn't sure that I was going to get to talk to you.
Okay. Well, I can send you a video because I did a video of me putting those on, but it's on YouTube. So I can send you that information.
Oh, really?
So that I did a video.
Oh, you're on
so
YouTube.
Yes, ma'am. So even if
I can look you up.
Okay. So it's the same as my website without the collections, just Camilla J.
Okay, Camilla J. I will look you up then on YouTube. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel. It's very underutilized, but praise God, glory be to God.
I'm subscribed.
Yes, please subscribe. I'm going to be able to do a lot of styling videos where I can style some of my products and stuff like that and give styling ideas.
I need that.
Okay, now I put Camilla J in, and I'm getting all kinds of stuff. I'm getting wrestlers.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you went to YouTube. I'm going.
Yeah, I went to YouTube.
Okay,
YouTube, Camilla J. We're going to have to get a link because I see Yeah, I see everything but you.
You see everything but me?
I see Camilla Jones.
Hold on. I'm about to send it to you. Okay, so it's going to be something. My actual page is, hold on, Apostle. I'm sending it to you
now.
I see you.
Okay, what is it?
I just sent you.
Okay.
I don't know how they actually my name is one thing, but how they do it is they'll link your email. So whatever email you use, they'll link it and abbreviate and all of that. So it's kind of weird.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then
I'm
with you now, and I see that you got chicken. Madeira? What is that?
Chicken Madeira.
Madeira. Okay.
Yeah.
And I see bling eyelash pen ease application.
So
wow,
you
do
show
it look so easy.
That's it. It's
is really easy sometimes. It's easier than other times, but.
And I think I did that in like a couple of seconds.
Yeah. Okay, so I got your YouTube address. I'm going to send it to, I'll send it to you, Reverend Treva.
Okay.
Pay the shipping if you're local. The answer is no if you guys are going to meet, right? Go ahead.
Correct. Correct. You don't pay shipping if you do if you choose local meetups.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what I did when I bought my jumpsuit.
And I just bring it to you. We meet somewhere and I bring you everything. Your receipt, your items, your gift.
Amen. So Reverend Treva, I'm sending you the YouTube.
Okay, the YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, I just sent
it
to you.
Got it.
Catherine.
And I'm going over there. And I'm subscribed.
Amen.
Thank you.
And
you're welcome. Oh, you got beautiful earrings. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Thank you. All right, I'm going to let you guys talk to somebody else. I think in Pastor Price.
Yeah, she's next. And
okay,
Pastor
well,
Price, I just sent the YouTube link as well.
God
okay,
bless
thank
y'all.
You, God bless you.
You're very welcome. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you.
Okay, so... Pastor Price, just 1 second here. Just to let you know that the code to get 15% off using GITM, capital GITM, you'll be able to use that until Sunday the 5th. And then for your 20% off, if you buy $50 or more, you'll be able to use that. The Get 'em Radio, capital GITMRADIO, you'll be able to use that until this Sunday, where you'll get 20% off of $50 or more. Amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, and to Minister Camilla and all of the precious saints in their respective places tonight. You know, I've really enjoyed tonight. I'm so excited about this month because it reminds me that of the prophetic thing of the people who are the Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18 people. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18. And I believe that Minister Camilla is truly one of those Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18 people. And it says in Deuteronomy 8:18, as you know, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which you swore to your fathers as it is this day. I thank God that he's just pouring out of his spirit and allowing ones to go forth so that they may be blessed to be a blessing unto others. I believe that he has us in a place that he is pouring out by his spirit so that ones will be able to disseminate. I you know, one of the things I love that my daughter Amber often says is God is not either or, but he's and. Somebody said, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. And she says, he didn't say that you'd rather have Jesus. You would have Jesus and God will give you that silver and gold that his covenant may be confirmed and established. The gospel is free, but it'll cost everything to be able to do what God calls to do. And I believe that he's raising up ones. I love the testimony, Minister Camilla. I love it. Love what God did and is doing in your life. And it's something about these baby girls. It's something about the baby girls of the family. I think about my sister Mary, our sister, me and Apostle are blood sisters, and our baby sister Mary. When I looked at her from the time she was a little girl, And when I would come home, I would see the wisdom of God upon her. And I would marvel. I would just sit back and observe her and watch the things that she would do and say. And I saw the wisdom of God upon her life. And one of the greatest things that showed the wisdom of God was when she was about 16, even though she had been in church all her life. This is my sister Mary, the baby girl. When she sat down at 16 and crossed her legs, said, "Come here, I want to ask you, tell me what the words say about being saved." She didn't want to know about all this other stuff. She said, "I want to know what the word says." And when I went over there, she allowed me to do that with her for those moments. And she gave her heart and life to the Lord. And sometimes over the years, she would say that, you know, sometimes we, you know, that was early, much, much earlier, because she's older and mature now. She used to think we'd treat her like a baby. I said, "I never have." Because I knew it. I saw the Lord let me see the wisdom. So when I hear you, he let me see it. He let me see it. I'm telling you, I saw it. And so when I heard your testimony tonight and I was listening to you, I said, there's another one of those babies that I believe are Deuteronomy 8:18 babies that are coming in, that God's given them that power, might. I see you like, as I listen to you tonight, you know how we look at, there are some things that can be cloudy. You know, there are some things, whether it be glasses or something that may have a cloudiness on it. But I saw you like a vessel that is so crystal clear in the Lord, just so very crystal. You know, when you speak, it's like it's a crystal clearness of what God is doing in your life. So I thank God for that. I'm so excited about this month and about all the entrepreneurs that will be on this month. I'm excited about their testimony. I'm excited to know and see what God is doing in their lives. I'm so blessed because I've observed even some of the other ones that are going to be on, and have observed from the time that they've been young, like yourself, when you were younger, that God had placed in them this entrepreneurship and that God has given them, I see wealth upon them. So I thank God. Also, I got a chance all while you were talking, I was able to go into that website and the look, and I just enjoyed it. And I'm so glad, Apostle, for the commentary that you gave tonight to lead us and guide us, even though I had been looking all throughout the time when Minister Camilla was ministering, I was looking, but when you came back and told us exactly how to go into that, to the website and the for those curvy women parts there. And when Joy came in and I was showing her those dresses and how you said you were going to be getting those dresses, we were going to be getting those dresses because we've been known to all get the same kind of clothing. We have a jacket that all of us got, the same jacket, and even my friend Minister Treva out in California, all of us got the same jacket. And so with that dress, that dress seems to be warm. It looks, it's even though it's turtleneck, it doesn't seem like it'll be too high and around there. I love your prices, the prices of the dresses. And even though I'm a jacket person, I'm not one that like to, we were kind of kidding around, because sometimes there are ones that like to take a picture and turn around and show their behind, you know, take the picture and look around and have the highlight, the behind highlighted. And I got to laughing with the girls today. I said, "Okay, y'all take me a picture with one of those kind of pictures." And they just fell out laughing. But I usually wear a jacket. I like a jacket with what, but I said, it would be perfect. That would be so perfect. And I would love for all of us to have the dresses that you have there. And also my daughter Joy, she had told me, she said, "Mom," she said, "when you go on there, tell her she loves the dresses. She loves your fedoras, the hats that are there." And so we thank God for the introduction to your website, how to maneuver in it. And while Apostle, when you were talking about the YouTube, I was saying, "Oh Lord," I was over there like you. I immediately gone over to YouTube to look. And I was seeing all these other Camilla J's over there with all the strange-looking Camilla J's. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, let her just call out what she sees." And then you said a few seconds later, and Pastor Price, I've sent you the link too. So I don't even have to go through a whole lot. I just thank God for you, and I thank God for this time. When you all were talking about the the cryptocurrency, and God allowed that particular section to come out and us being introduced to that time. And now they've gone a lot of public, a lot of the regular credit cards are using cryptocurrency. And at that time, even though I was so totally ignorant about it and was able to get some of that and be able to see when ours had been down, our cryptocurrency went down so low, well, we had gotten went down so low that when they got up and went up higher and got higher, my daughter said, I'm cashing out. I said, baby, hold the line, baby. But what we did do, we got the increase out of it. What we did was we left what we put in there, but we got the increase out of it. So we learned back then about so many things. And then with this, with the businesses that God has for you, this business, I thank God for you. Again, I thank God for you being that Deuteronomy 8 and verse 18 woman of God, that God is doing that. He doesn't have, I firmly believe again, he does not have a problem with his children having wealth. But he does not want us where wealth will have us. He's teaching us. He's taught us. He's got everything that we need, every single thing that we need. So what he does bless, he's given us very different streams of incomes. I still, even at the age that I am at right now, I still thank God for the businesses. God taught me how to do graphic design and graphic art, and he gives me a spirit of excellence with it. I can't take no credit for it. I'll see him touch. And give a. I see people take my stuff. I look at people take my stuff. I go and look and see, and I said, look at that. They take my stuff and take my name off of it, and use my stuff and take my name off of it, and use it for. And then wait a minute, they'll pick my name off of it, and then tag me in it. After they take my name off. But that's all right. God said that's all right. He said, don't you be funny about it, because he said, I gave it to you. He said, there's many more for where that comes from. So you rejoice in that, Helen. And he said, whatever you do, do not lose the vision of going forward. He said, I give you that power to get wealth. So going forth and still believe me for the businesses that I have for you. And, you know, Apostle, I talk, but this is the last little part in that. Over the years, even as I've gotten older, and sometimes we get older and we still tend to think that life is coming to an end. Oh, we must say, Lord willing, that we'll do this and do that, because the Lord said that's a way of honoring him, to say, Lord, we're looking to you. Lord willing, we'll do this or we'll do that and go and buy and sell and do those things. But he says, still keep the faith for him to do what he's going to do. And he took me, Minister Camilla, over and let me begin to just really go in depth of the older people who had businesses and started late. The ones that like Ray Kroc, he was 50-some years old when he began the McDonald's. I'll go back to my favorite, who is Colonel Sanders. And Colonel Sanders, I believe he was in his 60s when he really got Kentucky Fried Chicken going forth. You know, I thought about when the lady who really didn't start acting until she was 57 years old. And she went 10 years on this program acting as an actress for 10 years. And she was a full 20 years older than her husband on that show. In the natural, she was her husband. He was her husband. They put a little powder up on his head, but on the Jeffersons. But the woman that played Wheezy was a full 20 years older than the man that played George Jefferson. But she was started late, even as an actress. So the Lord said, don't let your age do anything. Do what he's called us to do, because we are instrumental. The gospel is free. But in order to make an impact in the Jewish society, to be able to take care of the poor and to be able to even to help ones that God is leading us to do, God will give us that power to get well. So I thank God for you. I ask God's blessing upon your businesses and all that you set your hand unto, and that God would use you mightily. And again, Apostle, I thank God for this month. And I'm excited about every single person that will be coming on this month. And I pray that we'll be able to go into their websites the same way we did to Minister Camilla's. So, Minister Camilla, God bless you. And I send much love from my heart to you. God bless.
Thank you. Praise God for you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad that so many of you were able to go on the website with us and look through it and sign up for the emails and all that, and those who were able to purchase. Wonderful, wonderful. So
at this point, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. We always pray the prayer of salvation. We're going to do that. Then we're going to talk about what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And then we'll come back to you, Minister Kamala. You can tell us who won tonight, who won the $20 gift card, and then you can give closing remarks and closing prayer. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And I will kind of keep my eye on the board. Pastor Catherine, did you want to say something? Press your number one key. Pastor Catherine?
No, you answered the question.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, because she texted me as well. Amen. So, again, let me tell you the code so that while I'm doing the announcing and the prayer of salvation, feel free to go ahead and, go on the website. For those who may have missed the website, it's www.kamelaj.com. Kamela is C-A-M-E-L-L-A, put a J for Jones, but just J, KamelaJ.com. If you purchase anything on the website, no matter what the price is, and you put in the code GITM, G-I-T-M, you will get 15% off. If you put in Get 'Em Radio, GITMRADIO, all in caps, you spend $50 or more, you get 20% off. And because you were on today and you put your email in, you have a chance to win the $20 gift card. If you purchase something and put your email in, you'll have two chances to win the $20. So, amen. So we'll be back to you in a few minutes, Minister Kamala. Amen. So we want to thank God for all that He's done tonight, the things that we've seen, the things that we have not seen. I'm just really impressed that the Lord was just reaching out, touching those tonight who's going through something in their body or, anything's going on, that He's given peace, placed peace into your household, peace into your mind, your will, and your emotions in the name of Jesus, even as we were, going through the website, because God is a multitasking God. And so we want to pray the prayer of salvation. Here's the thing. God wants you to be saved. He loves you so much. Amen. And this is not a namby-pamby kind of love. This is an eternal love where He loved you before you were in your mother's womb, before you were born, He loved you. Many years ago, over 2,000 years ago, He loved you so much, He sent His only begotten Son so that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that's from John 3:16. So He loves you just that much. And I've heard people say this, God loves you just the way that you are, and He loves you enough not to leave you this way. Hallelujah. We all know that there's something in us that needs to change. We need to be renewed. We need to be made new. And God can do that. And He does that. And He tells us how to do it. Romans 10:9, how to be saved. Hallelujah. It says in Romans 10 and verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Not you maybe should be saved, not you might be saved, but you shall be. The word of God was written. It was written in the word of God well over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he wanted us to know. He wanted it to be written. It is written. It is so. So pray this prayer with me. If you just, when it says confess with your mouth, that's saying a prayer out of your mouth. And when the Bible says, if you believe in your heart, believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Bible says about Jesus, to believe what Jesus says, hallelujah, and you shall be saved. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And now we pray for you. We commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, right now for filling each and every person who's prayed that prayer, filling them with your Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, and power to even read the Word of God and understand it and live it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to invite you to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. And we'll just begin talking about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Every Sunday, you can come to church right where you are, and you can call 516-488-5699, the same phone number. Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then and Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I am the apostolic pastor. And on this Sunday, it's the first Sunday of the month, we're going to have Communion Sunday. Hallelujah. And so you bring your communion elements, which is juice, and crackers, grape juice and crackers. You can bring grape juice and bread. You can bring water and bread or water and crackers. But come, amen, and we'll all have communion together. On Mondays, every Monday, we have Bible teaching. So we don't open the lines like we do you know, like we did tonight where people are talking. But we have a Bible teacher who teaches the Word of God. Her name is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And so she teaches the Word of God, really great teaching, excellent. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number. On Tuesdays, we have prayer. And we have what we call Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And that's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues and for 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. It is absolutely awesome. Same phone number. Amen. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. On Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month, and that's this Wednesday coming up, which is Wednesday, December the 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have our healing service, hallelujah, with and we call it prophetic healing. Amen. So with prophetic healing, we'll have that this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. And then on Thursday, next Thursday, we'll be back with our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And our Christian entrepreneur next week will be Marissa Yarbrough from Memphis, Tennessee. Amen. And we're looking forward to having her here on next week. And so I'm sure we'll be going on her website, looking around like we did, and just have a good time together. Amen. So we're looking forward to seeing you next week as well, or all next week. Praise God as you have opportunity, as the Lord leads. Amen. And so now we're going to go back to Minister Kamala. And we want to hear who won, and then closing remarks and closing prayer.
Amen. Well, praise God. So I picked the winner long before today. And
long before
today, when I say pick the winner, I came up with a strategy in order to pick a winner. So that's what I meant to say. And as I was talking to God, he gave me who he wanted to win. So what I picked, it wasn't what God wanted. So the person who won today was the email of tjkpraise@gmail.com. tjkpraise@gmail.com. I think that is Trivia J. Kelly.
Oh, Reverend Treva.
Treva.
Amen.
I said Trivia.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Okay, so then you will email her gift card.
And all the information that she'll need, because she has to make a purchase of a certain amount and all of that. But I'll send her all of that information via email.
Amen. Praise God. So our dear Reverend Treva from California, hallelujah, has won the $20 card on tonight. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Okay. So do you have any more remarks that you want to make?
And that was who God picked. And when I said that I picked someone long time ago, I picked the number 9. And when I picked the number 9, at first I was going to just have people, do something. But number 9 was what I picked. And when I looked at when she has 9s in her number and her address. So I'm going to give her I'm going to send her a gift card as well. I'm going to give her a gift card, and I'll send her the denomination of that gift card, but I'll send it to her in the mail. It won't be the same $20, but I'll send her a gift card as well through her email.
Amen.
So she'll be able to be blessed as well.
Amen. Amen. So praise God. Well, the Lord has said, look for surprises. Amen. So that's a
right.
Wonderful surprise. Hallelujah. And also, Pastor Catherine is getting a gift card. Hallelujah. And Reverend Treva is getting a gift card. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And everybody who purchased
something is getting a free gift. Praise God.
Correct.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. They'll get a free gift for purchase. And thank everyone for the opportunity for me to just be able to share some of the passions and gift that God has given me. I thank you, Apostle. You have something special coming in your email that you don't know about yet. So just be looking out for an email regarding that as well. So you'll be able to give a testimony at the end of the month on what the Lord has done with your surprise as well. So.
Surprise! Praise God. Well, we thank you in advance. And just we just thank you so much for taking out your time and just for investing your time in us here at Get 'Em Radio. And we just, even before you close in prayer, we pray over you that God will do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine in the name of Jesus, and that he will bless you in such a way, hallelujah. And as we say in our introduction, that the Lord will catapult you to another dimension in him and in ministry. Hallelujah. And so we just thank you. Amen. Amen. Now I'll let you go ahead and close out in prayer.
Amen. Well, thank you. I received that. I appreciate, again, you having myself and all the entrepreneurs that are coming this month on your platform to share our God-given gifts and talents. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify you, God. We magnify you, God. We just thank you that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and continue to be glad in it, God. God, we take nothing as a surprise. God, we thank you that you ordained this day before the foundations of the earth. You ordained this month. You put it in Apostle's heart to be able to have a series such as this, God, so that we can be blessings one to another until kingdom business, God. God, we thank you. Your word says freely we receive, it's freely we give. So, God, I thank you and I praise you, God, that everyone on this line, God, will begin to receive and give freely, God. God, we thank you that no lack is in the households of the men and women of God, entrepreneurs or otherwise. God, we thank you, God, that no sickness will actually attach itself to the bodies of the people and their family members, God. And God, the healing is our portion, God. We thank you and praise you for the peace that surpasses all understanding and that we have the mind of Christ, and that you will keep us in perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed up on you, God. God, we just thank you and we praise you that you are our first love, God, that you are our healer, God, that you are El Shaddai, God. We just thank you, God, for all that you've done this for, God, and all that you're going to continue to do in the lives and the hearts of the men and women of God. God, we just praise you and we just honor you, God. God, we just bless your holy name, God. God, we just love you, God. We just thank you and we honor you, God. We don't take anything for granted, God. God, we thank you. We're thankful. We have a clear and a thankful heart, God. We are just so grateful for the things that you allow us to actually come into, God. We're grateful that we have the activities of our limbs and we have a mind of Christ, God. God, we thank you, God, that you're doing even operation and surgical procedures in our bodies, God. You're removing any type of harmful contaminants or toxins or any type of cancerous cells, anything, God, that will try to men and women of God. God, we just thank you that you are our healer, God. And God, we just glorify you and we honor you. And God, we just pray and speak a special prayer and a blessing over Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine and Apostle Keys, God, that you would do exceedingly abundantly above the all that she can ask or think, but it is according to the power that worketh in her. And God, as she come up with ideas and things, God, that you would continue to give her instructions, and God, continue to lead her and guide her in all truth, God, so that she would continue to be fulfilled in the calling that you have called her to do and be before the foundations of the earth, God. God, we just thank you. We seal this prayer. God, no hurt, harm, and danger shall come nigh unto us, God. And God, we just thank you and we praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. In Jesus' majestic and holy name, hallelujah and amen.
Amen and amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't.